Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Ira Melman reporting the U.S. tries its hand at reducing violence in Israel. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry met Thursday with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on the surge of violence in Israel. They met in Germany. Netanyahu made his case on his assessment of who is to blame.
There's no question that this wave of attacks is driven directly by incitement from Hamas, incitement from the Islamist movement in Israel, and incitement, I'm sorry to say, from President Abbas, the Palestinian Authority.
Following the meeting, the U.S. Secretary of State expressed some optimism.
If parties want to try, and I believe they do, want to move to a de-escalation, I think there are a set of choices that are available.
The talks got underway in Berlin as the violence continued in Israel. Israeli police shot two Palestinians allegedly involved in the stabbing attack of a Jewish man. Thursday's attack is the latest incident in the ongoing violence that has killed at least 50 Palestinians and 8 Israelis. Kerry plans to talk with Palestinian President Abbas at the end of the week. A consulting and analysis firm says attacks by the Islamic State group have jumped by more than 40% per day in the third quarter compared to the previous 3 months. The study released Thursday by IHS Jane's Terrorism and Insurgency Center says that from July through the end of September of 2015, the Islamic State group claimed a total of 1,086 attacks worldwide, a 42% increase in the average daily number. This is VOA News.